Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
All right, Bills at 6-2 after an impressive, maybe that puts it mildly, 28-21 win yesterday over the Chiefs. Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Her Hotline. Impressive, Sal, for you. Does that word do it justice?
Sure. I thought it was impressive. Oh, sorry about that, guys. Give me 1 second. Sorry, guys. Hold on 1 second.
All right. We're here.
With no kids.
Sorry. I just had my car on the radio there when I got in for a second. So, yes, impressive was very good. Yeah, I know. Getting the feedback is not, I was listening to football. But it is impressive. I thought that the way that they played the game, both offensively and defensively, was impressive. And I thought that the way that they played offense overall was impressive because of their two-dimensional approach, Sean McDermott likes to say, right? I mean, complementary football, two-dimensional offense. This is what you mean and what he means when he talks about it. I mean, you look at overall how they played this game. This was the Bills were in control the entire game. And that, to me, that was like – I never felt they weren't. To me, that was the most impressive part.
Yeah, I mean, it got tense at the end. Hail Marys and whatever, field goal, doink. But, yeah, I mean, I can't recall them. There's a game where they blow out the Chiefs maybe after the first AFC Championship loss where they kind of really, I don't know, handled the Chiefs, you know, pretty comfortably. Defensively, Mahomes was reduced to really running around trying to just create out of structure because they really did a great job pressuring him and maybe also giving him a lot of different looks and just really a great job and a lot of breakthrough performances, I think, headlined by Cole Bishop, Sal. I mean, he just was a presence out there, and that's sorely needed. I mean, that defense has had the luxury. We've talked about it for a few years running of the comfort of those two safeties, and for Bishop to show up and have a game like that really tells you maybe what we've been missing between Hyde and Poyer's prime and now.
No doubt about it. The athleticism that he brings was already on display. We saw that against New Orleans. What he needed to do was be more comfortable and not, you know, make mistakes because he didn't understand maybe where he should line up somewhere or because he's reading something wrong. And the way that happens is with reps. And it's funny because we've been hearing that and the coaches would say that he needs reps. He needs reps. It's why he played a lot late in the preseason. He needed more reps. He had to be on the field. He is a great example of the fact that development is not linear. Not every person has the same development. And the fact that he plays a certain position that requires so much of it in this particular system, I mean, I think that now you're seeing why it was so important for him to be on the field and unfortunately have to take some of the lumps he did. I mean, if you know, just a month ago, Bills fans wanted this guy gone, calling him a bust, right? I mean, it's just not the case. We can't make sweeping judgments about guys after their first year. But I think overall with the play, you're right about that. And guys, I got to tell you, Jordan Poyer next to him has been a really, really big difference for him. And the fact that Jordan Poyer has come in here and embraced his role as a mentor and a guy that, as Bobby Babbage said today, has more been like a relief pitcher, right? He's not the guy getting the limelight and getting the ball. He's a guy that's got to go in spot duty. And, yeah, he's starting. But I think that just speaks volumes about Jordan Poyer. But it's really, really helped Cole Bishop.
Spencer Brown would agree with your point about snap judgments or early conclusions on young Bills players.
Sure.
So defensively now, Sal, we've got the trade deadline tomorrow. There's a report that they've freed up $1.75 million in cap space by restructuring Taron Johnson's deal. You've got the Hoyt injury, and that's bad, with Oliver already out and now this player who was really flashing. When you think about the deadline, how much urgency is there, and where is it on this defense?
First of all, let me say the loss of Michael Hoyt is massive. As the conductor of the Michael Hoyt's going to change this defense train that I've had been on with you guys and others, I mean, it was coming into fruition, even way more so than I thought. I mean, I had said, going back a while, man, this guy's going to give the Bills options. I knew what they were doing with him in preseason and camp, when I mean, like, we're moving him around and how really effective that was and what I saw from him. And I'm like, man, they're going to really have a plan for him, and it's going to really be a benefit. And, boy, and it just doubles down with the loss of Ed Oliver. And to get to your point, Mike, now they just don't have that interior pass rusher is what they miss and what they're going to be missing. I think that they have guys who are capable on the roster, but not to the level of Michael Hoyt. And the number one guy would be Javon Solomon. I mean, Javon Solomon played that role. He played that role before Michael Hoyt went out. He played that role yesterday after Michael Hoyt came in. The Bills will still have to piece it together with guys, and that's the number one guy you're going to look at. But sure, could they go out and try and find somebody? I just don't know. It's got, like, if you're going to get somebody, I'm not of the thought of you need a defensive end. Where is he going to play? If you're going to, I mean, you have defensive ends. You have Joey Bosa and Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa. To me, you don't need a defensive end. What you need is somebody who is an interior pass rusher, because that's what they're going to miss. And I don't know where you get one like that and what it's going to cost you. Otherwise, I would say I still think wide receiver, to me, is the number one priority. I still think you have to get, even yesterday, guys, like, I mean, yeah, you had a couple of throws like Elijah Moore and Khalil Shakir made a couple of plays, but really it was the tight ends. There really wasn't the passing downfield that you still want to see, and they're going to get Joshua Palmer back at some point here soon. But I just don't think that's enough from what I've seen.
Yeah, boy, I feel like the Hoyt injury coupled with Oliver sort of pushes defensive tackle slash pass rusher above receiver for me. I don't know if asking for two moves is getting too greedy, but you make a good point about what exactly you'd be looking for, because Hoyt is an end, but he was playing inside on these rushdowns. So I'm really looking for Michael Hoyt, right? Like, can I find a guy that has that skill set? A couple of hours ago, Eric Wood brought up Dorian Williams as an idea for that sort of role. And it's the first I'd heard of it, and I haven't really sat with it. I guess you're the first person I'm really telling about it, besides Eric and our audience who heard Eric say it. And I wonder just how creative the Bills will get in trying to find someone. Because the amount that I just think the difference he was making in these six quarters was very evident. I mean, Bosa and Rousseau and Epenesa have been winning their matchups, but they've not been getting home as often because the pressure from the middle hasn't been as consistent. And they were getting that with Hoyt, and I just think it makes such a big difference. That's what Philadelphia used to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, was guys winning in the middle. And without Oliver and now without Hoyt, I mean, it's a lot to ask for Deion Walker and TJ Sanders to come off IR and give you that.
Agreed. And then we don't really know where TJ Sanders is. McDermott, didn't really give a definitive timeline on him today when he was asked a little bit about him. And, there's a possibility he comes back, but I mean, he's not that kind of player. Right? He can give you some juice on the inside a little bit, but he's more of a kind of a guy that's going to be a little more well-rounded now. And help out in the run game.
Yep.
Dorian Williams can play this role. He wouldn't be Michael Hoyt out there, obviously, but Dorian Williams is fast and he's aggressive and he gets to the party quickly and with a lot of enthusiasm, right? And that's what you want from a guy. And I think that could be an option for the Bills. There's no doubt about it. And what could really help you get to Dorian Williams, guys, is the fact that Shaq Thompson can now be used as more of the third linebacker, right? Because that was really Dorian Williams' role, playing the third linebacker. That's not the case anymore. I mean, he is a third linebacker, but Shaq Thompson's a guy that you really feel comfortable there, so maybe that frees Dorian Williams up to be a little bit more of that guy to be able to use in game plan situations. And just so everybody knows, McDermott did say Shaq Thompson and Joshua Palmer and Taron Johnson and Daquan Jones, all of them he's hoping to get. They're thinking they could practice this week. So, you know, that could be an option once Shaq Thompson comes back, that maybe Dorian Williams does wind up in that, you know, pseudo role that Michael Hoyt had.
What a big contribution Joey Bosa is making from just like, let's cross our fingers that he makes it to the playoffs. I mean, he's had a really good half season. You can see the flaws in his game based from his aggressiveness, but man, he, to say disruptive is an understatement. They're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I still think that his snap count is a bit high, right? I mean, compared to what we thought it would be, at least. I mean, he's handling it. That's fine. He made jokes yesterday in the locker room that, you know, I need to get in the cold tub. I'm an old man. And, you know, and he's only 30 years old, guys. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. But he is. He's playing terrific. He had 5 QB hurries yesterday. That's a huge, huge number. He is making a really, really big difference. But a big reason why he's making a big difference because they're getting that push on the interior. And if a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Andy Dalton is looking to scramble, you know, there goes Joey Bosa. He's right there next to you. So, yeah, he has been a really big part. Greg Rousseau, after a slow start, is playing much better right now. And I think A.J. Epenesa had a really good game yesterday. I think A.J. Epenesa is having a nice year, solid year. You know, we've talked about Epenesa before, and I've always said it. The Bills always believed he was an ascending player. But his ceiling is not super high, but he has a really high floor.
So the AFC now, Sal, it continues in this direction. The Chiefs now with their fourth loss, but they went into the game second, even third place. Bills 2, New England wins, Denver wins, Indianapolis loses, but we're 1 week closer because of the Patriots and Broncos to this kind of reality that one or both of those teams is going to still, you know, present, force the other into the wild card. Obviously, there's so many weeks to go here. We're not there yet, but it's a big loss for Kansas City in the standings with Denver winning and even what else is happening in the AFC.
Yeah, I thought yesterday was a big game for the Steelers. And, you know, we can talk all we want about, well, it doesn't really matter in the regular season because the Chiefs handled Bills in the playoffs. And look, I mean, we all know that that's happened. But if it did, they could have forfeited the game. Mahomes, certainly it mattered. I mean, they needed to win the game because now they're 2 games behind the Denver Broncos. They have a bye week, then they play the Broncos. They're on the outside looking in. What yesterday's game did was keep everything right in front of everything they've wanted this year. Meaning winning a division, getting the 1 seed, home field advantage. Like, everything is still right there for the Buffalo Bills. And now you knocked the Indianapolis Colts down a peg. Yeah, you're still chasing the Patriots, but you have a chance at them. Like, you control that if you're the Bills as far as winning games and catching the Patriots. And I know the Patriots have a bit of a lighter schedule. They're at Tampa this week. That's a tough game for them.
Yep.
So, I mean, you look around the AFC and I think, you know, the Chiefs are still going to win a lot of games, and they might very well win the AFC West. But the fact that the Bills have head-to-head and, you know, a game and a half on them, essentially they'll beat them by 2 games. If they do wind up meeting in the playoffs, unless the Chiefs win the division and the Bills don't, then the game would be in Buffalo.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, and I think that matters, right? I mean, that's why you play the game yesterday, to have that opportunity if it does come about.
Couple other personnel things from yesterday, Sal. Max Hairston and Tre'Davious White split the reps. I think it's 50-50 even split each guy. Do you think that we will get to Hairston just squatting on the job and taking over within a couple of weeks? Because I sort of feel like it's trending that way.
Yeah, I think I do. I just don't know when that is. Is that next week in Miami? Is that the week later, you know, against Tampa? And, you know, Baker, really good passing game right there. Not really sure. But, yeah, it feels like that's the way they're trending. Now, that said, I mean, I think that, you know, they still really trust Tre'Davious White. And it's easy for us to look from the outside in and go, oh, look at Max Hairston. Look, he ran with Xavier Worthy, and he ran with this guy. Just go put him on the field. I mean, he's still learning. He still needs reps. It's the same thing what we talk about Cole Bishop. You know, there's still something to be said for, you know, you put him in positions. And Sean McDermott told a story yesterday about how, like, there was a play at practice on defense they ran last week, and they had to kind of rep it a few times because Max hadn't seen it yet, and he had kind of didn't know what to do and ran it wrong or something like that. And like, that could happen in a game, right? And you just got to be careful about making those switches too quickly. You got to be really buttoned up, and you also don't want to wait too late. I get it. I understand that. And you want the guy to play as soon as possible. It's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to be right away as far as everybody might want it to be.
Interesting how from Tyler Dunn, Hairston talked about Xavier Worthy and his body language and how Hairston was able to tell whether Worthy thought he was getting the ball. And as interesting as that is, I'm not sure McDermott would want that out.
Right. I thought the same thing. Like, Max, shh.
Quiet. Guess right. What'll not happen next time?
Right. They're going to talk to Worthy about not giving that away.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, though.
If it's, you know, if they believe that it's true. Yeah.
All right, Sal, we'll let you go and talk again on Wednesday. Unless, wait a minute, I want to not jump to that because tomorrow is deadline day. We might have.
Right.
Well, you know, that's right. Tomorrow is deadline day. And I mean, just so you guys know, you just said it, like, report from Field Yates is the Bills cleared like less than $2 million in salary cap space with Taron Johnson restructure. And they don't have a lot of levers they can pull to restructure, to create space. And they don't have a lot of space. So I think they're very limited in the things they can do. But certainly that's a sign that they could be moving money to acquire somebody. But let's remember, because of the injury to Hoyt, because of other injuries, signing guys counts too, right? I mean, they have to replace guys. They got to call them up in the practice squad. They got to sign them. And, you know, you need money just to do that. So just, you know, throwing that out there for everybody.
Very good. Thanks again.
You got it.
All right. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I'm captivated by, it's not a tweet, I guess. It's in that section of Twitter on the right that says today's news, like the headlines of the day.
Yeah.
Here is a sentence that I guess is a sentence. Skeb issues English clarification on artist rights after VTuber Bow the Whale's viral complaint. I mean, I recognize like 5 words in there.
I was going to say, there's a few words in there that I think I know. Yes. The rest of it.
I need an English clarification on this English clarification from someone.
No
please.
Idea what's happening there.
Skeb, yeah. VTuber, right. Bow the Whale. Anyway, I'm go on.
Sounds important.
It does.
bunch of big words in it that we don't know sounds really important.
Probably is. Probably is something we need to know more about. Whatever it is, please enlighten me. I don't want to end up, you know, somewhere and not be able to converse on this subject. Where would that be? A sporting event, perhaps.
Right. Your local bar tonight. That's going to come up.
Yeah. There's
actually a roundtable discussion about the, what is it again? The
I already closed it.
All right, good.
Skeb.
Yeah.
With the Bow of the Whale.
Yeah.
I have a haircut this week. I bet there. Oh.
I got a haircut today.
You did?
Yeah.
I noticed it.
I'm trying to go. They have a new feature at the shop. My barber, Oral Roberts, yes, that's his real name, where you can just, like, put on the books, like, pick a time, and every 6 weeks. So, like, I'm locked in.
It's great.
Because I've gone many, many months. There are times where I would maybe go every 6 months. And I've seen photos, and I look like a crazy person when my beard gets that long. And so I've decided I don't want that anymore. And I don't trust myself to trim it well myself. So I'm going to go see Oral every All six right. weeks moving forward. Keep myself clean.
It is hereby declared.
Keep it nice and tight.
Talk to him about Bow the Whale and VTube.
I will.
See what he has to say about it.
6 weeks is a long time.
It is a long time. I'd like to know. Eric Wood, this did not come up when Eric was with us, but we did talk about the Bills game at least. That's next here on WGR.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.